We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Author's Corner segment, and this guest, very, very interesting. I always love to talk history and especially entertainment, so I'm excited to welcome to the program Kent Hartman, author of Goodnight LA, The Rise and Fall of Classic Rock. Kent, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Absolutely. Let's just jump right into specifically enough why classic rock for our listeners that do not know your background as an author. Why did you write about classic rock?
Well, this book, Goodnight LA, to me, had to be written. There had never been, or has never been really a definitive account of what it was like behind the scenes in Los Angeles during the 70s and early 80s, when these bands that we all know and love were recording these fantastic songs. But, what was it really like? What did it feel like and smell like and look like, taste like? That's what I was shooting for.
What's it make it so special for you, classic rock, Kent? Why? Because I think it's a passion that you love this music or wouldn't have written this book. What makes it a passion for you?
Well, for me, I've been music crazy since I was 8, so, and now I'm 57, so that's a long time to be crazy about music. But it's really, it boils down to the songs. I would argue that the song for song, pound for pound, in the 70s and early 80s, that it was just the biggest bonanza of fantastically created songs that we've ever experienced. And that's why they stand the test of time.
Right.
And people still today flock to Neil Young concerts or Paul McCartney concerts or Journey or Chicago or whoever it is.
Exactly.
They won't go away.
For sure. And it's that process, Kent, that just makes people say, holy cow, this is something I love. It's something I enjoy. And it's just, I want classic rock. That's why there are classic rock stations. There's not many music stations out there that continue to get new generations of people to listen, right, Kent? That's the thing.
Right. And I just don't feel like, with all apologies to Justin Bieber, but I just don't feel like in 50 years people are just going to be clamoring to play his music.
Not at all. No, no way. And what would you say is your favorite? That it's like probably talking about your favorite child or your favorite ice cream or something. What is your favorite?
My favorite band or my favorite song?
Favorite band first, then we'll go band, then song.
Well, I talk about so many bands and all these secret stories about them in the book here about what was really happening. It's Boston and Santana, Loggins and Messina, Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, on and on, Pat Benatar, Tom Petty. But I'd have to say Chicago in the earlier days was always my favorite. And I've got some pretty harrowing stuff in the book about Chicago that people don't know.
Wow. Wow. So Chicago, favorite song of all time, Kent, classic rock.
Favorite song of all time in classic rock? Wow, that is a broad and deep question. I'll just throw one out. It's been played to death, but I love it still. More Than a Feeling by Boston.
Okay, all right. When I think about how I got introduced to classic rock, the Eagles and specific bands like that, was lifting weights when I was in eighth grade. I'm 44 now, and they were playing it, and I was never exposed to it. And it's just a kind of music that just gives you that energy, excitement, and for sure. Now, let's go behind the scenes, the rise and fall. Just give a little bit of a secret to what people will, once they buy the book and learn about these behind the scenes, what kind of scene was it like for these artists and what they lived every day?
Well, in Los Angeles by the early 70s, the way albums were recorded and the expectations for them by the record labels had changed, so that these artists that we love all of a sudden had a huge amount of freedom. They could pretty much just record anything they wanted, and the songs could be as long as they wanted because FM had come in and there was no longer the AM radio top 40
right.
three-minute songs. song requirement where songs had to be 3 minutes or less, all of a sudden these artists could expand, and expand they did. And so, you know, of course they expanded in other ways too. They learned how to party pretty well, and they learned that the opposite sex was pretty attractive. And so there was a whole lot of partying and all that. And of course, that stuff's in the book too, but I really do try to stick to the creation of the music. And so, I mean, a great secret story. I mentioned Boston, the band Boston. Almost the entirety of that first album of '76 was not recorded in a recording studio in L.A. like the record label believed. They thought the band was there in town in a studio doing the album, when in fact only one member of the band was actually hidden away in the basement of an apartment building in his little homemade studio recording almost the whole album himself.
That's amazing, Kent, to think about. Holy cow, I definitely wouldn't have thought that. And that's the interesting thing about uncovering these things. Question, as a journalist, and I've interviewed a lot of interesting people, who's the most interesting person you've ever interviewed in classic rock? Who would you say?
Without a doubt, it's a producer by the name of Keith Olsen, and he's mentioned quite a bit in the book because he produced albums for Fleetwood Mac and Santana and Foreigner and the Grateful Dead and on and on. He was really the major league go-to guy in the 70s in L.A., and I have never talked to anybody who had more fantastic stories, and a lot of them are in the book.
Wow, and that's amazing. And you learn about those amazing stories in covering this. And do you feel that you will continue writing about classic rock in the next books coming up, Kent? Is that an idea of yours to maybe take a band or take another specific part of classic rock, or are you going to move forward to something else?
Well, I'm divided on that. I may do more classic rock because I gathered so much material for this book that no one's ever heard that I thought, I don't know, there might be a second book right out of this.
And as a writer, you got to keep, that's what you're going to do. Right after you get through these radio tours and book signings, you're back writing again, or you're writing while doing it still. And that's the fun thing about it, isn't it?
It's like an old-fashioned wood stove. You got to keep stoking it.
That's great. All right, where's the best place we can find Goodnight LA and also information on you, Kent? Where can we go?
Well, you know, it's in bookstores everywhere nationwide. Of course, the easiest place to get it is just to go to Amazon.com and just click buy. And then, so going to Amazon is the best route. If you want more information about me, just KentHartman.com will provide that. And there you go.
Kent, well, we could talk for hours with the stories you have. Someday, if you're ever in Pittsburgh, we got to have a beer and kind of talk classic rock and different things that you've done as a journalist. But thanks again for calling, and best of luck with the book, and continued success in your writing days. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kent. Take care. Thanks. All right. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.